Say, I am a spirit. Now you can say, I am a spirit. I have a soul. That's my mind, my emotions, and my will. I live in a body. I live in this house called a body. Now look around you. Look at all the different houses. Look at all the different ceilings. Amen. I got news for you. You only have one house. Take care of it. Once you check out, you cannot check in again. All right? I know that here in Singapore, we can buy houses, or more than one house. You don't like one house, you can buy another house for some of you. Right? But for this, for you, this house matters more than any other house. Amen. You live in this house. Take care of it. You only have one house to live in. Amen. Let this be the year that you take care of your house. You take care of your house by letting God take care of your house. Can I have a good amen? So when God wants to redeem man, when Adam first sinned, now people say, well, Pastor Prince, if God is good, why then all the wars and the famines and all, don't blame God. Anymore, you can blame the minister of transport for the accident that happened on the road. Amen. If someone does not follow the rules of the road and the traffic regulations that are there for their safety, you cannot blame the minister of transport for the accident. Amen. I hope you understand that. And if you want to see what God's full control on earth is like, go back to Adam before his sin. Adam lived in perfect Eden, the Bible says, where everything was provided for him. Everything was voluptuous, was big, was numerous in its variety. God made man with different kinds of tastes and different kind of fruits and all kinds of food to cater to his different tastes. God provided everything for him. All he got to do, God made him last so that he can enjoy everything that God has made. That's what life is like when God has full control. No sickness. Adam never visited a hospital. And there's no need for police station. No need for fire station. Amen. No need for all these exigencies of life and all the challenges that came in ever since man fell, man's sin, was not in existence at all. That tells us what life is like when God is fully in control. But then God gave the earth to man. And when God gives, okay? God doesn't take back. So God gave earth to man. And God said to man, who was a free moral agent being, God made him a free moral agent. Whenever you make someone a free choice, you cannot manipulate the free choice. If you are God, you cannot just say, I'm going to use my power to just change his free choice. You cannot do that because that is not free choice. But every time you give free choice, there is a risk that the person might choose the wrong thing. Now, while you are free to choose, you're not free to choose the result. The result remains the same. You choose this, this is the result. You choose that, that's the result. You can choose, but you cannot choose the result. Like I said before, I like to say, put finger in fire, pain. You cannot choose no pain. Pain follows finger in fire. Okay? So that's the thing. So God said to man, don't sin. The day you sin, you shall die. We don't know how long Adam lived in Eden, but we know that finally, he did sin. He sinned against God. He believed the devil, the lie of the enemy, more than God's word, who loves him. And the result is sickness came in, decay came in, old age came in. Adam became decrepit finally, and death came in. So God really said, the day that you sin, on that day you shall die. But Adam lived to 900 over years before he died. Back in those days, they lived hundreds of years. And slowly all the way down to our time, 100 and then below 100. And give and take now is about 80, the average. And I'm here to tell you that wasn't God's plan. In fact, death is never God's plan. But God told man, the day you sin, you shall die. But how come Adam lived 900 over years? Did he die? Yeah, he died. He died spiritually. Don't forget, I am a spirit. So the spirit died. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. And then Nicodemus, whom Jesus said that to, said, how can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again? He's thinking physically. Jesus is thinking, your spirit must be born again. So that part is cut off from God. That part is dead and spiritually. Amen? So that part is cut off from God. Then the mind began to fall as well. Man began to be forgetful. Man his mind. He don't have the full control of his mind. Even the most brilliant mind, scientists tell us he only uses 10% of his mind. So the potential in the beginning was the full potential. Man is no more in that capacity anymore. Then his body, he began to have pimples, wrinkles, disease, sickness, growing old, and dying. So that's not part of God's plan. In fact, the Bible says death is an enemy. Just to let you know, okay? So that we look forward to the rapture. Because the rapture is not redeeming us spiritually, but redeeming us physically. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. Amen? Might be this year. I said, might be this year. Amen? I'm looking forward. The Bible says, no one knows the day nor the hour. But lift up your heads. When you see the signs happening, lift up your heads. Your bodily redemption draws near. Amen. We'll never grow old. We'll never die. We'll never feel sick. Never, never experience any sickness, not even boredom anymore. For how long? Forever. Amen. Because Jesus conquered death. He rose from the dead. This enemy that God hates, death, was conquered by our Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. He left behind an empty tomb. Praise the name of Jesus. God redeemed us spirit, soul, and body. At the cross, when Jesus hung there on the cross, Jesus redeemed us spiritually. He bore our sins, amen, and we come alive because He took our place. He knew no sin. He did no sin. He never sinned. He was sinless. In Him is no sin. But we who have sinned, amen, He took our place at the cross so that we can take His place in righteousness. And today, the Bible says once you are born again, you are born righteous. Hallelujah. Amen, guys? Amen. Grace means undeserved, unearned favor. Do you know when you're born again, you're born righteous? You're born righteous. In God's eyes, you're righteous. That doesn't mean your body has catch up with who you are. Once you're born again, you believe on Jesus Christ. You say, listen, being a Christian by name is not, doesn't amount to anything any more than going to a garage makes you a car. Okay, so going to church doesn't mean you're a Christian. You got to be born again. Yes, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for you at the cross. Now, once you're born again, you're born righteous. Your body might still do some things wrong. Your mind might think some things that are wrong and sinful, but your spirit, whom God sees, is righteous. Amen. So we got to line up our minds and our bodies to our spirits. And we are learning to do that every day so that we conform to the image of Jesus. Can I have a good amen? Then the Bible says Christ redeemed us on the cross. In Isaiah 53, it says, verse 5, surely at the cross, not only He carried our sins, He also carried our diseases and our pains. Good news, He carried our diseases and our pains. I said He carried our diseases and our pains. Amen? So we can be healed. You see, we only need healing this side of heaven. When Jesus comes again, we'll need healing no more. Why? Because we have a new body that doesn't get sick. So there's no more need for healing. Healing is only for this side in the here and now. Amen. So let's believe God for healing. If you are sick, go to the hospital. Know this, that God wants you well. Amen. Go seek medical advice, whatever it is. But above all, look to the Lord for your healing. Amen. If it's a loved one, I will bring that person to the hospital. I'll make sure the person gets the best medical help. Amen. I don't believe for one moment God wants you sick. If only one man sick, He would make Adam sick in the beginning before Adam sinned to show His will. So no. Amen. God and doctors and all that are all on the right side, on the side of healing. Amen. The Bible says, God wish above all things for you that you prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. So Christ took He redeemed us bodily as well. And the fullness of it will happen when Jesus comes again.